every club's been liaising with the AFL, and what's starting to come out is some collective key messaging, isn't there, that we're on the same page. But if you boil it down really simply, the whole industry is really disappointed the legs this has got, and at the end of the day, there's no ambiguity anymore. If there's been ambiguity, which I don't think there has been, but any supporter of any club that rolls up and thinks Adam thinks the booing is about his football, clearly Adam doesn't feel that, and my interpretation is it's not about his football. So there is no ambiguity, and I really like what Chris Scott said. So from here, if you continue to boo Adam Goods, well, you're a racist and you're a bigot. And that would take this country back to the White Australia policy in 1967. So, and Adam Goods is a good friend of mine. I've coached him. I really respect him. He's a great person. So ignorance is no excuse, and the message is strong for the AFL. We've been a first mover in equality for young Indigenous men and an opportunity to express themselves and become role models. So it's offensive what's occurring, and it's wrong.
Have you spoken to Adam?
I think it's my personal conversations are irrelevant to what I've just stated.